Hello, everyone. Good evening. Good evening. It's the 30th of May. I decided to, usually lately I've been having a call the evening before we come into the new month, but this changeover between May and June, this period that we're in at the moment, just seems like such a powerful transition time. I thought I'd like to give you a day of, what's happening there? Oh, it's all good, sorted itself out.
I think that's my fault, Annie, sorry.
Not to worry. I thought I'd give you all a day to do a little bit of clearing, clearing out tomorrow. So, but before I start talking about that, let's just tune in for a minute. So just bringing your energy back into the room, back into where you are, and coming back into your body. Just feeling how your body is connecting with the space that you're in. Noticing where your body, what parts of your body are making contact with what's in the room you're in. Noticing how you're also connected to the space you're in by the air flowing in and out of your body. Just letting go of the outside world, what's been taking your attention, and coming into a place of being here now. You might have a bit of a sense of sort of dropping down into your body. You might feel a little bit more solid or grounded, or you might not notice anything, and it's the intention that counts. I'm inviting you to close your eyes if that feels good, that helps you to come back to yourself as well. Just some nice gentle breaths into your tummy. And just starting to come back again now. Hopefully feeling a little bit calmer and more connected. So, wow, what an interesting time at the moment. It's the end of the month. The end of the month, as I've said before, it so often feels that last day of the month. I think of it as that it's as though there's an agenda for us for the month. And if there are some things we haven't ticked off the list, then they're going to be that much more in our faces on that last day of the month. So if you're feeling a bit heavy tomorrow, it'll be something that's wanting to leave most probably. And in a bit, we'll do a little meditation to help with that as well, because it really is such a powerful time. So as well as it marking the end of the month, and we're coming to the end of a spiritually based month, and coming into June is going to be very much about creativity and self-expression and expanding our energy out into the world. So a really significant energy for really supporting new growth and new evolution. As well as that, this is coming off the back of the two eclipses that we just had recently, and eclipses can bring about, renowned for bringing about strong change, and these two were in signs that made that especially meaningful. At the same time, we've got Mercury retrograde at the moment, which is like a bit of a hiccup. And when a planet is retrograde, and Mercury does it four times a year, so it's fairly common, Mercury governs communication. It also, the retrograde planets are about us looking back at going within and looking back at the past. They're a time for contemplation, doing some inner housekeeping of limiting beliefs and blocked emotions that are ready to leave, so that then there's a clearer space to move forwards again. So we've sort of got the eclipses opening up doors and retrograde saying, well, just steady on a little bit here. And then as well as that, at 7:30 tonight, Sydney time, it's a new moon. And again, the end of the old moon is like a bit of a dormant time. It's like winter, if you think of the phases of the moon as seasons. And so the last minutes of winter right now, and then going into spring, so starting a new month. I didn't look up what the new moon's in. I think it'll be in Gemini as well, won't it? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Again, endings, new beginnings. And life, when you're wanting to keep feeling better, when you're wanting to evolve and grow, life is about letting go, in the world that I live in, letting go of what you've brought forward from past lives, the karma that you've brought forwards, what's in your DNA, because we have, whatever our DNA is, that's not necessarily how it's expressed, that's determined by our environment. Letting go of what's come down our ancestral lines, letting go of the programming, the conditioning that's taken place through our childhood, and also through our lifetimes, the experiences that we've had that have shaped our worldview and stopped us from seeing the truth of how things are, but rather looking at our life experiences and interpreting them in ways that match our past experiences. So if we can keep clearing the limiting beliefs that we've taken on board, the negative beliefs, if we can keep detaching from those and releasing the uncomfortable emotions, then we're creating space for us to be more of our true self rather than the person that we've been taught to be and that we've learned to be. And so it's a process of shedding to create the space for the new, shedding to create the space for the new. And emotions that have been blocked from the past really don't want to stay blocked, and so they'll use any tiny trigger that arises to bring them to the surface so they can be released. So we're in a great time for that at the moment. And as I say, we'll do a little meditation in a while to do some releasing. So while I'm talking, you might like to be jotting down a few ideas as you think about what's happening in your life and what might be driving it and what you might like to invite to be released. But before I go on with that, I just wanted to refer to the election that we just had. And I sent some notes out about Adam Bandt and Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese, and I forgot all about Barnaby. So apologies for that. And I interpreted, I made a loose prediction based on the personal years that they were in, because I did remember that Scott Morrison was in a very favourable year compared with the other people when there was the last election. And you might remember in what I wrote, I said that he's in a 33-6 life path, so a 6 life path to simplify it, and he's in a 6 personal year. And when we're in our when we're in the personal year that is also our life path number, that really favours us to get more fully onto our life path. And so I said, you know, this really supports him. But I was totally over, and I was also trying to not to make political comments and be a bit a bit objective, which is a bit difficult when you're also talking about what numbers say about people. But so that was why I thought it could be a positive outcome for him. But of course, I think most people would agree, and I feel fairly safe to say this because a lot of journalists are saying that he was not renowned for being responsible through his term as Prime Minister. And one of the key things about the six is it's about responsibility. Where does your responsibility begin and where does it end? Not being too interfering and not being too neglectful. And this year is a year of responsibility as well. So Scott Morrison's personal year is the same as the global year. So it's a very strong energy around responsibility. But if you were to look, so it's tempting to say he'd be getting on his life path in a 6 year with a six life path, but in actual fact, that's looking at it from the mind's perspective, from the perspective of the soul. The soul's not cared about, doesn't care about him having power or status. The soul is concerned with soul's growth, and his soul's growth requires taking responsibility. And we can, you know, with our numbers, we can go to either extreme, as I said, be too responsible or not responsible enough. So by not winning that election, he got a big lesson around being responsible, taking responsibility. So it was a good reminder to me to remember to look through at people's numbers through the prism of the soul, not through the ego. And so I just wanted to briefly, in the light of all that, revisit Anthony Albanese's numbers. And it's really interesting. As I said in that article, he's bristling with sixes. I think he's got, as well as a sixth life path, he's got six for gifts and talents, and I think he's got six somewhere else as well. So a lot of responsibility. And you can see how he has become a very responsible person, and you can see it's a perfect example of the origins of that, in that he had a sole parent and his mother was on, had a disability. And so you can well imagine that as a child growing up, he would have taken a lot of extra responsibility. And this is the sort of ways that life lines us up with what our soul is showing us through our numbers is intended for us this time around. Another thing that's very interesting to look at is the day of birth is very significant, and he was born on a 2 day, on the 2nd. So 2 is very much, as I talked about last month, about partnership and sharing and cooperation and diplomacy and harmony. And so that means he's a good diplomat. And 2 and 6 are the two key numbers for getting on with people. And he's in an 11 over 2 years, so a master year, which really favours both developing leadership from the 11s and developing harmonious diplomatic relationships through the 2. So there's a lot lining up there for him, whether it's a hung parliament or whether he gets a majority, they're still going to have to work with the Greens in the upper house. So those numbers really favour him in creating harmony and peace and cooperation, working in both houses. Also, interestingly, to look at his numbers, he has 2 arrows of power, and one is the arrow of compassion and the other is the arrow of focus and concentration. What he's lacking is very much, well, the 6 is fairly practical, but when I look at the sort of the blueprint of his date of birth, there's not a lot that's very grounding there. However, when I look at Penny Wong's life path, her life path is 4, which is the number for grounding and being practical. So there's an interesting balance that plays out there. I could talk about this all night. Barnaby Joyce, by the way, I did have a look. His life path is 8, and 8 is all about power. 8 is the bulldozer. So very, very strong, in case you hadn't noticed. So I will stop there because there's a lot to do in the call tonight, but I just wanted to explain what was going on there. I think the fact that there's that alignment for Anthony Albanese of being born on a 2-day and being in an 11 over 2 year, which means spiritual guidance, there are no mistakes. Okay, so before we go into talking more about the energy of June, just a reminder as to how to calculate what your personal year is, so that you can then calculate what your, well, I can then tell you what your personal month is. So to work out what your year is this year, so globally the energy of the year around the planet is 6, but we also look at what your personal energy is. And to do that, you simply add together the numbers in your day of birth and the numbers in your month of birth. So, for example, if you were born on the 24th, it would be 2 plus 4 is 6, and so it was the 24th of August plus 8 for August. So 6 plus 8 is 14. And then you just add what this year's number is to find out what your personal year number is in this global year. So you add 6 and it becomes 20 over 2. So it becomes 2. So that person is in a 2-year personal year this year. So just to repeat, add together the day of your birth, the numbers in your day of birth with the numbers in your month of birth with 6. Which is the global number for the year, and then reduce it to a single digit. So add whatever the numbers come up to, adding them together so they come back to a single digit. So June is about creativity and joy and expansion and expression. So if you think of it in terms of the story that the numbers tell, in the beginning, there was one person, world at their feet. They can go anywhere, do anything, initiate, experiment, take action, pioneer. Then one meets another one, and we've got 2. They have to learn cooperation and harmony, how to get on. So it's about emotions. And then in the 3, they want to go out and have fun and create. With the energy, now that their energies are working harmoniously together. So where the 2 energy can feel a little bit dense, because it is very emotional and it's often a consolidation of what's been started in a 1 year. So it's a bit of a slower energy. Then the 3 energy is, okay, let's get out there and be. And so the positive expression of the 3 energy is getting out and having fun, socializing. It's about learning new things or expressing what you've learned. The 3 energy really requires us to have our say. And we can do that communicating through the spoken word, through the written word. We can do it through art, through being creative in the kitchen or in the garden, in making furniture. There are so many ways that we can be creative. So this is the backdrop energy for everyone around the world this year, getting out and talking. And if you think of it in terms of global politics, Australian politics, We all came together wanting, and the vote was for harmony, was for equality between women, was for looking after the planet. and a whole lot of other, let's make peace, give power to the people. So a rebalancing. And through June, there is going to be a lot of talk. So it really supports that. Three is also about dreaming big dreams. So if you're in a six personal year this year, this is your time to explore your dreams. You don't need to be worried so much about being practical. It's about doing some what if. What if I did this? What if I went there? What if I tried that? It's about playing with ideas, really taking notice of your dreams. Daring to dream and daring to express more of who you are. The three energy requires us to express not in a way that's about pleasing other people. That's what we ideally have learnt to let go of while we're in the two energy. So the three energy is, this is the truth of what's in my heart. This is what's in my heart, in my thoughts, and in my intuition. So a merging of those three. The body, the physicality is not part of this. So what can become really apparent? And it fascinates me, and just to digress slightly here, it fascinates me how, I mean, so much about life doesn't seem very precise when you're talking about beliefs and emotions and energies and so forth. But in actual fact, I really notice the difference, the crossover from the last day of the month to the first day of the next month. And I really noticed it because I'm 1 month ahead. So I'm in a 7 year and I've just finished my 3 month and I'm going into a 4 month, which is a very useful setup by my soul, because I get that reminder each month of what it's like to live with that energy, so that then I can tell everyone else about it when it becomes the global energy. And I journal most days, and I noticed on the 1st of May, the first of my 3 months, I started journaling about wanting to express myself more and wanting to expand out into the world more. And in fact, I've been spending a fair bit of time this month in putting together the membership forum that I want to be an ongoing forum with weekly calls and a secret private Facebook group for people who want to who really want to grow in self-understanding, in self-compassion, who want to end the struggling that goes on between our thoughts and our emotions and our actions on the one hand, and on the other hand, what's our soul wanting for us? And we can get so caught up with, I want to do this, but I'm afraid, and I know I can do this, but part of me tells me that I can't. And so we've got all that inner struggle going on. And meanwhile, our soul is over here getting drowned out by those battles and not getting heard about what it's intending for us. And so this forum is for people who want to heal and grow and expand and learn ways of living with a connection to their soul and using practical spirituality ideas in their everyday life. And it's a much, much more affordable way of doing that than having one-on-one consultations. So I've been really putting a lot of energy into getting that up and running properly this month. So being really creative. The blocks that will become apparent, and I had to work through some, the blocks that will become apparent with the three is therefore that the can't speak, because you're too shy, because you're afraid of being embarrassed, afraid of what people might think, afraid of being confused about what you want to say. And also, you know, how it can be that I don't want to be seen, I don't want the attention on me, I'm just going to sit in the back row or in the corner. I don't want to stand out in any way, which can also often translate into I'm invisible, no one sees me. No one takes any notice of me. I get overlooked. And we can have that dichotomy playing out of I don't want to be seen, but I feel ignored. So if that one's a familiar one for you, it's very much the three energy. Another thing about the three energy is it's very uplifting and inspiring, or it's meant to be in the way that it expresses. And as I say, dreaming big dreams, it's a very lucky energy as well. The three will express, and if it doesn't express positively, it will express negatively. So that critical voice that finds fault with ourselves and with other people and with the meal that we've just cooked and the way the driver is driving the car in front of you, this is three energy, that critic. So it can be really helpful to remember that when we catch ourselves being critical, to flip it on its head. And what can I think that's inspiring and positive and uplifting about this, rather than being critical and negative and judgmental? And when we are being negative and judgmental of someone else, our subconscious just hears the negativity and directs it to itself as much as to anyone else out there. And of course, the thing so often with the three energy is we criticize ourselves more than we criticize anyone else, or we criticize ourselves, we criticize other people so that we can feel better about ourselves. Ideally, we let go. Criticism is birthed out of right and wrong. And ideally, we let go of right and wrong. We're all, I heard this wonderful quote the other day, we all need to embrace our mystery and also our disabilities, or you might want to see it as challenges or problems or whatever. But there is no one perfect. We are all unique. You only have to look at people's charts to see how individual we all are. And so stopping making ourselves wrong and stopping making life wrong and instead accepting it all for what it is incredibly healing and a very strong focus of this forum. So, if you're interested in considering joining that, I'll be sending more information out shortly. That critical self, which so often is born of frustration and powerlessness. And then the other energy around the three is it's playful. It's quite childlike. It loves to talk to people. It loves to have fun, loves to laugh, loves to just be really light. And that's why it's also really a lucky number. Now, some of us can have learned as children that life's too serious to play and have fun, or that we get into trouble if we play and have fun because we end up doing something, inverted commas, naughty. And so it's surprising how for some of us, I know because it's been a real issue for me, how some of us, without necessarily realizing it, can feel a bit guilty if we relax and let our hair down, because life is a serious business and you've got to get everything right and you've got to be good and all those shoulds and gotters. So that's a part of this energy now. So let's do a little bit of healing, because hopefully with me going through that, you might find yourself thinking of some situations in your life at the moment that correspond with this. You might be thinking back to your childhood and you know, yes, as a child I learned it's not safe to play and have fun, or yes, as a child I learned that children should be seen and not heard, or yes, as a child I got ridiculed by my older siblings when I tried to talk about something that interested me. So just thinking about ways that your willingness to be seen and heard may have been compromised, tendencies to being negative and critical, tendencies to not trust in your dreams or allow your dreams, and about the play. So just inviting you to maybe close your eyes and bringing your energy back into your body again. And you don't need to be specific about what you'd like to release, but what we're going to do is ask to release what's ready to go, to create space for what's ready to come in. And if you're specific, that's helpful. And if you would like to just sort of open your hands and say, whatever, willing and ready to let go of whatever's ready to go, that's fine too. So just coming into your body, letting yourself think about ways in which you might have difficulty expressing yourself, being seen and heard, being uplifting and inspiring, playing and having fun, and just affirming your willingness to let go of whatever might be stopping you from expressing your true self from your heart. You might, if you tune into your body, even notice that some parts of your body feel a bit heavy as you're thinking about this, or you might even notice that all of your body is feeling a bit heavy. Whatever you're aware of, let's just imagine that that cosmic vacuum plane is there. I think of it as being round, shaped like a flying saucer, just hovering over your head. And it's just very gently willing to absorb whatever limiting beliefs you might have that you're ready to release, whatever blocked emotions are ready to go. Just imagine that God source, the universe, is very kindly lifting them from your energy, releasing them up into the heavens. And what can help with that release is actually to say thank you for the fact that it's been there, rather than arguing with ourselves and making ourselves wrong. So thank you for this fear of expressing myself. Thank you for this fear of being seen and heard. Thank you for any feelings of shame about being myself and expressing myself. Thank you for the discomfort of being ignored or feeling overlooked, feeling invisible Thank you for any fears of dreaming big dreams. Thank you for any limiting beliefs around playing and having fun. Thank you for any anger and frustration that I might feel about expressing myself and being creative. Thank you for any limiting beliefs about my creative ability. Thank you for any tendencies to being critical. As I say, when we acknowledge what we don't want and say thank you for it, that actually helps it to loosen up and leave. And now let's say some more thank yous. Thank you for the possibilities for me of dreaming big dreams. Thank you for the possibilities of expressing myself freely and easily. Thank you for the possibilities of being seen and heard respectfully. Thank you for the possibilities for playing and having fun. Thank you for the possibilities for luck and magic and miracles. You might just now like to affirm within yourself a willingness to be filled with creativity. As much as is appropriate for you at this time, to be filled with creativity, confident self-expression from your heart, clarity and courage around what you want to say, thank you for the possibility of being uplifting and inspiring. Possibility of fun and joy. You might even like to imagine, or you might have a sense of your boundaries being expanded, because three is such an expansive number. Just imagining that there's more space around you for you to be yourself. It's okay for you to not shrink into yourself, but to open and take up more space and express more fully who you are. Thinking of opening yourself up. And you might like to repeat that simple meditation in the morning when you get up or before you get up, and in the evening before you go to bed, just being willing to let go of any blocks and opening to receive a greater version of expression and creativity, big dreams. And another thing, tonight before you go to sleep, you might like to ask that in your dreams while you're asleep, more healing and clearing and releasing take place to create space for what wants to come in. And just taking a breath or two and coming back out. Okay, so let's go through the personal months. I've talked about if you're in a 6 year and 3 month. Now we go on to the seven year. This is the introspective year. And this month is the time for putting down solid foundations to the ideas that have been bouncing around for you in May, really implementing those ideas in a very practical way. The four number is very much about work, so you might find yourself really focused on work in June. And if life's not working, pardon the pun, for you, looking at your relationship with work, are you maybe in work that is not fulfilling? Do you maybe have some obstacles that you need to clear around your work situation, because these are going to come up? So if you're, for example, having difficulty being productive at work, not getting a straight run at it, or being too overloaded, or not having enough to do, these are the sort of issues that are likely to come up. And it's a time when you'll just be really want to roll up your sleeves and be practical, that let's get real expression. If you're in an 8 year, eight is the number for power and money and success. This is your really gutsy business year, and you're in a 5 month in June. So there's likely to be a bit of a freeing up when you're in the 4 month, the work, and it's about work and administration and management and organization. When you're in the 5 month, doors open and all sorts of opportunities and possibilities can come your way. So if you've been feeling stuck and trapped, for example, the 5 month is when everything can change. So it's the month to be ready to say yes to possibilities, to be open to new opportunities. And people can come into your life. Excuse me, you can find yourself traveling to different places, or moving house, or rearranging the way that you work. It's five is midway between 1 and 9. It's the peak of the apex. So it's like a turning point. And yes, change, freedom, invention, disruption. It also covers communication, especially public self-expression and communication, expressing with the public or writing blogs or something like that. And it's just very open to new experiences, meeting different people, and not being limited or confined or restricted in any way. It's my five is my favorite month and year, I think, because I love change and everything's up for grabs often in the 5 year. Or there can be the flip of it, because all the numbers, we can live, you know, the two extremes, or we can live in the center in balance and harmony. And the other extreme that can be in five is if something's needing to change in your life, it may be that you feel really trapped and stuck, and that'll get very intense in the 5 months, and keep your eyes open for opportunities to break out of that trap, and meanwhile be releasing your fears of breaking out of that trap, because something's keeping us there, and often it's fear of change. It's, I don't like this, but I'm scared of the alternative. Oh, excuse me. And or the five can be the other extreme, where you just there's no boundaries, there's no restrictions or limitations, and you just sort of run a bit madly from one thing to another, and there's no structure and control. Five is the second most prominent number in Scott Morrison's chart. It's a very strong leadership number, and it wants freedom. It doesn't want responsibility. Okay, if you're in a 9 year, such a significant year, the 9 year and the 1 year are the two most important. And so this month is about letting go of the blocks around home and family. So it can be a bit of an intense month, because it's a 6 month, and six is about home and family and responsibility. And it's a very domestic number and community-minded number, whereas nine is about the world is my home, and I feel responsible for everyone. And so it's a really heart-opening combination. And you'll need to be a little bit careful about your boundaries, because six can make you be overly responsible for the well-being of others, and nine can make you overly responsible for, it's a really humanitarian number, so it sort of can be a bit like, I want to rescue the whole planet. So if you've got that combination playing out this month, do be clear about your boundaries. If you don't look after yourself, you're not going to be any good to anyone else in the longer run anyway. And so stopping and asking, is this person capable of doing this themselves? And at what cost might it be to myself if I do it for them? And just keeping in mind that if we're helping someone who's capable of helping themselves, we're interfering with their opportunity to learn and grow, or we can be. If you're in a 1 year, the new beginnings, and remember I said the nine and the one are the two most significant, because we're ending a 9 year cycle and we're starting a new 9 year cycle, which could be around completely different energies to the last 9 year cycle. So the universe is really supporting us in letting go of what's no longer relevant for the new incoming cycle. The 1 year is, you can still be doing some letting go, and also be starting new projects, feeling it's a year when you feel really independent, really self-sufficient, I'll do it my way. And you're likely to want more time alone, because we're very influenced by other people. If we're meant to be starting new original or pursuing new original ideas and concepts, if we spend a lot of time with other people, we're likely to be impacted by their thoughts and views, and we can get off track a bit. So, and in this 1 year, you're in a 7 month, which is contemplative. So it's definitely a time. Seven is the number of wisdom. It's a sacred number. It's when you're governed by seven energy, it is the time to go within and seek a deeper connection with the sacred. So maybe having a bit of a pause from that rocket-powered energy in this in June, and you can do wonderful things with journaling. One of my favorites, if you're wanting to have a conversation with your guides or your wise self or God, source, the universe, however you want to think of that spiritual, sacred part of you, is in your dominant writing hand, write a question, you know, what's the next best step for me to take, or what do I do about this situation with this person? You write the question in your right hand, and then you put the pen into your non-dominant hand and write the answer with that. And the idea of that is that it helps you to access your creative, your right brain, which is the creative, emotional, bigger picture, broader perspective brain, and it can help to impact it, help to access it, rather than we so often operate from the logical, rational left brain. And if you start getting a flow of answers, you can, and it's difficult for you writing with your non-dominant hand, you can switch back to your right hand so long as the flow is maintained. But that's one simple way of connecting in with your guides or guardian angels, or however you like to think of it. Also, of course, meditating, going for contemplative walks in the bush, time, just a time for review. And if you do that, then next month you'll be in an 8 month, and that's what people who are in a 2 year this year are in. Oh, isn't that interesting? I hadn't thought about that with Albanese. 8 is the strongest of all the numbers, and it favours business, businesses, big corporations, power and money. And it's as though 8 is twice as powerful as any other number. So with Anthony Albanese being in a 2 year this year, in this next pivotal month for him, where he's setting up his power base, he's in an 8 month. I do like that. That really gives him the support. And also, he's not very strong on leadership numbers. That'll give him the guts. Because if you're in an 8 month, for those of you who are not prime minister, if you're in an 8 month next month, and you're a fairly confident person anyway, you might need to be a little bit careful, because sometimes you can be overly strong. You really come into your power in that 8 energy, which is great if you're someone who's usually a little bit circumspect, who lacks a bit of confidence. It can give you the courage that you need. But for someone who's already confident, you can be a little bit full on, and you might find people saying to you, hey, steady down, or back off a bit. Yes, that's a very interesting, such a cosmic setup there, to think of Albanese with that energy. Okay. So, yes, and for other mere mortals, it's also, with the 8 energy, is a great time for real estate, great time for legal matters, and somehow seems to favour the theatre and writing sometimes as well. If you're in a 3 year, well, we've talked a lot about the 3 months, so you've got that self-expression happening for the year and playing and having fun. You're in a 9 month, so it's a great time for you. That meditation that we just did, it's a great time for you to let go of what's stopping you from expressing yourself, what's stopping you from playing and having fun, what's stopping you from being uplifting and inspiring, clearing the path, and what's stopping you from being lucky. Exciting times for you then in July. So really see it as a great time to do your housekeeping. 9 energy is always a good time for housekeeping, for letting go, to create fertile space. If you're in a 4 year, this is the year of work. New beginnings. So last month might have been pretty heavy going, but I think you'll find, I think you'll find in June that there's a lightening up and new directions at work. And you might also find yourself at home wanting to get better organised. You might You might start doing your tax, going through your budgets, your bank accounts for favours, looking at money at a sort of lower level than the 80 energy, and getting organised. But yeah, there's definitely new directions, new possibilities, standing on your own feet more and feeling more, much more action oriented than you were last month. And if you're in a 5 year, it'll be a 2 month for you. So 5 is very much about change. The focus in this month will be on greater peace and harmony and cooperation, like I was talking about with Anthony Albanese's day of birth. So it's attending to details. It can be after the sort of surging forwards of the new beginnings in May. This is consolidating what was begun last month in June, locking it down, tidying it up, and getting used to whatever might be new. And also, the two energy favours emotions, so you may find that you're exploring some emotions. The shame and embarrassment often seem to come up with the two energy. So being kind and gentle, very gentle with yourself if that is happening. The best antidote to shame is compassion and understanding, kindness. Okay, so just thinking if there's anything else I want to say. No, so a reminder about the forum. As I say, you'll be getting more information out about that in a few days. And as I said, very affordable. It's $37 a month, which is $9.25, I think, a week, for 75 minutes of discussion and therapy and healing and so forth. And I'm doing a workshop right up close to the winter solstice, because that's another powerful time for change, and we'll be free of Mercury retrograde well and truly by then, ready to surge forward in midwinter. So wishing you all a wonderful month of June, and take good care, lots of love, and bye for now. Thank you for being there, ladies. Bye.